Hey folks, thank you for becoming a member of Cafe Insider. In addition to the new Cafe Insider podcast, we're sharing bonus material from my interviews on Stay Tuned with Preet. This is exclusively for you. Hope you enjoy it. What matters more? Critical acclaim and awards or box office? Don't say both.
Both. No, I just said that to be a jerk. All right. And I hate to be annoying, but honestly, this is what really matters. You feel the movie have an impact when you're on a train or a plane and you hear people talking about the movie, when you hear the movie quoted, when you see the movie show, you can just feel when a movie's bouncing around with the world a little bit. I mean, and not everywhere, but from the experience of doing the comedies and hearing them quoted and seeing them show up, I've seen it with The Big Short. Vice is still too early, I can't tell, but that's the best, when the movie's like resonating in a way that you're hearing it mentioned, you're seeing certain lines. Like with Anchorman, there were lines from the movie that started showing up in just popular speech that I don't even know if people knew they were from Anchorman. Like, it was weird.
Oh yeah, I mean, you can't go, I don't think you can fly into San Diego and not say San Diego.
Exactly. Or that's how I roll. Right. Like, that's how I roll was an old 70s kind of biker phrase that we put in there, and then all of a sudden I started hearing it everywhere. So that's what you want. You want like that resonance of the movie. And really what that resonance is, it's really not, believe it or not, critical acclaim kind of has nothing to do with it. In fact, our worst reviewed movie was Step Brothers, and that may be the most quoted of all of our movies. But that box office can have something to do with it because you want people to have seen it. Yeah, it's really, I always say you don't know what a movie really is till about 2 years after it came out. That's when a movie really becomes, because all the marketing washes off of it. It's just out there. It's usually on television or streaming, so people can watch it anytime they want. And that's how most people watch movies now. So it's really 2 years after is when you know what the story is with your movie. There's too many movies that had no box office, no critical acclaim, that are all-time classics.
Oh, The Princess Bride is one.
Princess Bride, Office Space, I think is one of the great comedies of all time.
The box office was terrible for both of those, I think.
Absolutely. Shawshank Redemption didn't make a lot in box office. I can't remember what the reviews are, but it was not a hit. Well, you know, the most famous one, It's a Wonderful Life, was such a bomb that they didn't take, the movie company didn't keep the rights to the movie. They turned it into public domain, and it just started playing on UHF television for decades because it was free, because it was such a bomb they didn't want it. And then it became this all-time classic.
There was this movie once about this rock band, the Beaver Brown Band.
Are you kidding me? I totally remember that movie.
Because they had one song that sounded like a Springsteen song. Nobody
dark
saw the
side
movie.
Is coming now. Nothing
the dark side.
Is real. Yeah, of course. Oh, what was that movie called? Johnny and the something.
I don't know, but nobody watched it. And then the song, they started playing it on the radio, and it sounded kind of like Springsteen, and it became a huge hit. And then people started watching the movie.
I remember that. And
you should do a remake of that, and then do another Red Dawn.
They already remade Red Dawn.
I know, but you can make a good one.
I think we should, just as a nation, we should be remaking Red Dawn every year, a different version of it.
The original Red Dawn is a great film. I'm going to get a lot of mail on this. But
it is a pretty jingoistic movie. You're going to definitely get mail on that.
Well, it was the 80s.
I know, the whole decade was jingoistic. John Milius wrote that, I think, one of the great jingoistic writers.
You can't watch
it
now. It's very difficult to watch now, but when I was, 14 or something.
I loved it. Are you kidding me?
What's a piece of advice that you've gotten that has served you really well and that you think may be useful for other people?
I don't want to scream Wolverines again. It's too tiring to do it, but that would have been my answer. Piece of advice that I've gotten, the big one is don't fall into that trap of whatever you're going to do, whether it's music or painting or you're going to go into law or you're going to whatever it is. Don't do what you think people want you to do. Don't try and write the script that you imagine that people want. Don't write the song that you imagine people want. Just write what you're excited about and just do it and then put it out there and take that reaction. But But I see so many people waste so much time trying to do things they think that other people want. And then you read it, if I'm just using a script as an example, then I'll read it and I'll be like, oh, they wrote this because they thought, you know, quote, Hollywood would like it. And really all any of us want are that original exciting script. It's what we're all waiting for. So that's the biggest advice, is you better be doing what excites you. If you're not doing that, you've kind of lost already.
Thanks again for becoming a member of Cafe Insider. Listen to the Cafe Insider podcast every Monday with me and Ann Milgram, and stay tuned every Thursday.